The Time of Green Magic by Hilary Mackay, read by Saffron Kumba. Salt Spray and Shadows. There were no curtains at the window, and the room was bare, except for the sofa, and Abby's rocking horse, and Abby herself, hunched over her book like a diving bird on the edge of a pool, poised between worlds. The grey late afternoon was cold, but Abby didn't notice, because in her book, the sun was blazing hot, even in the shade of the big, creaking sail. Judging by the amount left to read, the journey was about halfway through. Abby turned the pages slowly, not wanting it ever to end. She was crossing the Pacific Ocean on a raft made of logs, rush matting and rope. Out in the ocean, buffeted by the lively wind, everything was moving. The long waves, the glinting reflected light, and the giant rolling balsa wood logs. There were no clouds. The enormous sky fitted the enormous ocean like a great blue basin turned upside down. The basin's rim was the immense circle of the horizon, sky blue against sea blue. Every now and then, Abby looked up to absorb the perfect roundness of that horizon, squinting to see against the brightness and salt wind. Everything was salty. Her lips tasted salty. Salt spray had twisted her already curly black hair into tight, salty springs. They blew into her eyes and stung. She pushed them aside, hardly noticing, and read deeper and deeper. Her name was Abigail, but only Granny Grace called her that. Everyone else called her Abby. Reading was Abby's escape. She read while other people cooked meals and loaded dishwashers and swept floors. She read while her father dragged into her life Polly as stepmother, plus two entirely unwanted brothers. She read through the actual wedding ceremony. She read while Granny Grace flew away, back to Jamaica, a trip postponed for 10 years while she helped bring up Abby. She had read through the year that followed, squashed with three strangers into a too small house. Most recently, she had read through the start of a new school. But she had never read a book like this. It was a hardback with a faded blue cover. The Kon-Tiki Expedition, read the tarnished silver letters on the front. It was old-fashioned. She had skipped loads. But the bits she had read were entrancing. Lately, it had begun to have a sound to it. A soft echo when you open the pages, like the ocean sound in a seashell. Abby read. We were visited by whales many times. Most often, they were small porpoises. There was a parrot, bright green, always curious, never in the same place. It flew down towards her, swerved away at the last moment.
Abby! Abby! Abby!
Abby jumped so hard she would have fallen if she hadn't put out a hand to save herself. Her book did slip. She grabbed it just in time.
Abby, I can't see you!
Here on the sofa, said Abby, blinking, half dazzled by Pacific sunlight.
There was... What was that green?
What green? But Louis had already forgotten. It had been no more than a wingtip, a fan swirl of green parrot feathers. It had flickered into Louis's vision and left no imprint as it vanished. Louis vanished too. Abby was alone in the quiet room again. It felt strange to be back, to look around and notice that the light in the room was autumn faded and the wind had ceased to blow. She rubbed her eyes and found them stinging. Then, cautiously,